at 7:04 p.m. Is there anyone in the public who would like to offer an invocation? See no one. Please rise for invocation led by Mr. Flowers and a flag salute led by Ms. Polis.
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just praise you first and foremost, Lord God, for just allowing us to come together on this evening. Lord God, we ask you just have your way in each and every one of our lives, Lord God. Continue, to, Lord God, to use us all for thy glory. Lord, we ask you to bless us. This board, Lord God, give us wisdom, knowledge, and direction in the way in which we should lead. Lord God, bless the superintendent and staff. We ask you to bless the principals and the teachers, Lord God. And above all, Lord God, keep our heads around our students, Lord God. Have your way in their lives, Lord God. Father God, we love you and we praise you, Lord God, and we just thank you on today. In Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen. Please join me in the salute to our flag, right hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please. Here.
Here.
She's here.
Mr. Flowers?
Here. Present.
Mr. Harris?
Present.
Here.
Okay. In closed session, the board took the following actions. By a vote of 5-0, the board took action to approve a settlement agreement related to OAH case number 20150303-23. Okay, and that's it for closed session. We will go ahead and move on to our presentations. Dr. Hinman.
Thank you, President Shoemaker, members of the board. As I told you last time, we are in the season of celebrations, although every season seems to be one of celebrations in the West Covina Unified School District. A lot of great things happening. And to take us down that path, again, as in last week, I'd like to introduce Dr. Gloria Duncan.
Good evening, President Shoemaker, members of the board, Dr. Hinman, and Cabinet. This evening, I am so excited about recognizing West Covina High School, who was identified as a beating the odds school because they excelled at preparing their students for college and were able to overcome the obstacles associated with similar student socioeconomic rights. Now, I would like to provide more details on how West Covina High School earned this prestigious award. And to do that, I'd like to introduce Mr. Mark Travatori, principal of West Covina High School.
Well, thank you, Dr. Duncan. Of course, President Shoemaker, Board of Education, Dr. Hinman, Cabinet, of course, those of you in the audience as well. So if you recall, a couple weeks ago, you recognized us for another achievement, which was U.S. News and World Report Silver Medal School recipient. This is similar. Newsweek magazine recognizes schools on a broad range of criteria, and of course, many schools face obstacles related to socioeconomic inequality. So the Newsweek folks have two lists, essentially. There's a top 500 schools, which is an absolute list, which is based upon the criteria of college enrollment, graduation, AP, SAT, the counselor ratio, things like that. Now, to make it a level playing field, they have another list, which is the top 500 list beating the odds. And that, again, is more of a level playing field where you're not compared against Ivy League prep schools in Massachusetts, that type of thing. So based off of that, we ranked 160 out of 500 on that list. And to put that in context, I just got this data. The U.S. Department of Education says there's over 31,000 high schools in America, and just in California alone, there's 1,325. So to be on either list, that would be 1,000 out of 31,000 schools. So this is really testament to all the hard work of our teachers and staff and, of course, the parental support that we have. And we love this validation because it really, again, validates all the hard work and the dedication of all the stakeholders in our community. So we thank you for this opportunity to be recognized tonight. And I do have some members of our faculty and staff here tonight as well, again, that I'd like to commend. Of course, there's some parents here too. So, again, we appreciate this honor.
Yeah, I'll give him the certificate. Oh, here's the
There's a step so that you can vary your height so that everybody can get in the photo. There we go.
Always the blazer.
Tall people in the back.
Yeah, there you go.
Petite people in the front.
There we go.
Oh.
Very nice.
Thank you. You are going to make me back up.
I can't wait for it.
Okay, I will go ahead and declare a public hearing open at 7:11 p.m.
President Shoemaker, one more.
Oh, shoot. Well, let me do this one, and we'll go back. For the purpose of hearing public input on the sufficiency of 2015-16 textbooks and instructional materials. I'm sure there are many people who want to address us regarding this item. There being no further comment, the public hearing is hereby declared closed at 7:12 p.m. Now we will go back to the presentation for the Air Force Junior ROTC. Dr. Hinman.
Thank you, President Shoemaker, members of the board. One of the first things you shared with me when I came to the school district is how much you loved this program at West Covina High School. That said, you also had concerns about the status of the program. So we did a diagnostic. We did some our due diligence. We looked at what kind of support did we need to give the school to kind of really take it to the next level. And not only did they respond, they responded in flying colors. And with that, I'd like to introduce again Gloria Duncan, who will take us through the presentation.
President Shoemaker, members of the board, Dr. Hinman, and Cabinet, West Covina High School has implemented numerous positive changes to their ROTC program. Principal Travatori and representatives from West Covina High School will speak to those changes.
Thank you again, Dr. Duncan, and of course, Board of Education. Dr. Edmond, thank you for this opportunity as well. I think you recall back around March is when we had presented to the board related to the status of the Air Force ROTC program. And at that time, you know, we did have some issues where we were lacking in some leadership positions, and our enrollment was where it really shouldn't have been. So we're very excited tonight to be able to give you a different presentation, which shows tremendous gains and growth in a multitude of areas. So without further ado, I want to introduce a couple folks that have really changed the culture and climate and the dynamic with the program. The first is our new senior aerospace officer, who is Captain Acuna Perez. And, of course, both his right and his left, Senior Master Sergeant Carey, if she can come on board as well. And I also want to echo what Dr. Duncan had said. We truly, truly appreciate the support that the Board of Education has extended us, as well as Dr. Hinman, for these strides that we've made in the last 6 months or so. So without further ado, I would like them maybe to take over this aspect of the presentation because they can provide more specific detail.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
President, Dr. Hinman, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to first inform you how honored we are to be here before you, especially only after a few months of being at West Covina. We're extremely excited, happy, and more than that, proud. And while we would love to tell you all about our program, I think you'd much rather hear it from our cadets themselves.
Without further ado, please welcome California 20051, the cadets of...
Students. Good evening, President Shoemaker, Dr. Hamlet, ladies and gentlemen, and the board. I'm Cadet Colonel Richard Richter, and the four of us are going to brief you about our Air Force Junior RTC unit stationed in West Covina High School.
Hi, good evening. I'm Cadet First Lieutenant Arbona, and what's new for the 2015-2016 school year is that for ROTC overall as a whole, this will be our 100th year anniversary, as well as for the unit itself, it'll be our 11th. For cadet enrollment, as of right now, we have 102 cadets, which is an achievement that we've never made before, and we are extremely proud of. This past summer, we spent the whole summer refurbishing not only the classroom, but our logistics room, which is seen in that picture there. And for the past couple weeks, we have been issuing out uniforms, getting them altered, as well as incorporating the AVU system, which was graciously donated to us. As for proper equipment, as of lately, we've been really striving to include wings, which is something that we've never done before, into our program. And now I introduce Cadet Ree with wellness program.
Now, one of our biggest successes in our wellness program is thanks to the Air Force, we have received enough funding to issue out our very own PT uniforms, which consists of a maroon and gold shirt with black shorts. And we hope that these uniforms support our brand logo and unique style of Air Force Junior ROTC. And we hope that every one of our cadets will be able to sport our gear. The Presidential Physical Fitness Exam is conducted twice a year, once every semester. Before, we would have to have the help of the school's PE staff in order to conduct this exam. Now that we're self-efficient, we don't need their help anymore, although it was very much appreciated. Our curriculum consists of military exercises. Not only that, but we do fun activities such as flickerball, basketball, and flag football. Now I would like to introduce you to Cadet Lieutenant Colonel Salazar.
Good evening. I'm here to inform you of the AVRTC leadership summer camp program that we attended this past summer. We sent out 9 of our best cadet leaders to the camp, and we have made new acquaintances with 2 different schools. The activities every day at the camp, we launched rockets, drove a miniature marine, and did team building activities. Awards were given out at the end of the camp to cadets who have proved themselves true leaders, and the majority of the awards were given to us.
Wow.
The main thing that the cadets and I have learned from this camp is that we can be better than Randall Park's AFJRPC program, who they are number one in the state. Uh-huh. And now I would like to introduce Cadet Richter to discuss of our school plans for this school year.
So already starting this school year, we already have a lot of co-curricular activities we're implementing. We have 5 teams, Color Guard, Honor Guard, Sabres, Armed, and Unarmed, and they perform multiple performances both on and off campus. And we this year we want to start sending them to competitions just because of how much we're starting to see our teams excel. Also, we have yearly inspections, and this year we are already well underway for preparing for our highest marks yet for this inspection. Leading into more what you can see for our program on the horizon, we as a unit are expanding. We're getting into contact with the Civil Air Patrol, which will allow some of our cadets to go onto actual flights with pilots. We're introducing new STEM programs, such as we're getting an RC drone, or we're getting a drone and RC aircraft, and so we're allowing our cadets to learn how to properly fly them. And there are so many programs that we're trying to introduce. For instance, we're going to have a Veterans Day ceremony during November, and I welcome all of you to come see our cadets in action. Towards the end of the year, we're also going to have an awards banquet to honor all of our cadets who have won national recognition, and we want to see you there as well. Also, for our cadet goals, we ourselves are striving to be better than any of our years beforehand, and one of those ways is through community service. We are wanting to get at least 1,500 hours as a total in our corps. That means that about each cadet is going to have to participate 8 hours each semester, and we already have 3 contacts for community service. We, over at Clara Baldwin Stocker, we're going to start doing community service at the Senior Citizen Center. We are going to do school beautification, so on campus we're going to have a cleaning support. And then for the veterans of foreign wars, we've been welcome to do community service there. We also want to fundraise at least $2,500 into our program, and we're already well on our way there because we're reintroducing the parent corps. And the parent corps is what's similar to a booster club, but it's more relevant to our ROTC. So I believe that our cadets have done a good job explaining to you the basics of what our program is. If you have any questions regarding our program at all, I'm confident that we can answer any and all questions. And,
Mr. Harris, do you have any questions?
Ms. Miranda,
I am so excited to hear that your numbers are over 102. How did you do that?
Recruiting. I saw you in action, and back to school night, I saw you guys in action.
Now, if I may speak, ma'am, what we've seen is a complete change in the program. Cadets, like, especially with the new leadership that we have, cadets want to get their friends, and they want to get more people into the program because they know how beneficial it could be for them now.
I don't know. You see the military compete with their guns, and does that enter into what you all do? And do you currently compete at that level? Or is that a goal?
Ma'am, that is one of our goals.
Okay.
We have a color guard team and an arm team that this year we want to prepare enough so that they can go into competitions.
So the boys' dance team better watch out. TC is going to come up with their... Okay, I simply had in my notes, but you've done an amazing job to recruit. I know in the past recruitment has been difficult, and I have always said, try the local Boy and Girl Scouts. We have some very active, and that's already a quasi-military setup. So, but you've got 102, so I guess you don't need my suggestion. Although, you know, if you want to take a look at those Boy Scouts coming up and those Girl Scout troops coming up. But that's amazing. My hat's off to you. Your room looks fabulous. I do see, when I go pick up my daughter from school, some practices going on. I didn't realize the numbers were that big. I am so pleased. Thank you for your leadership, and thanks for the commitment, students. You did an excellent presentation today. Yeah, very polished, very poised. Well done, and you look fabulous.
Mr. Flowers?
I, too, saw you guys on back to school night. Man, you guys was out there working it. You guys, I'm proud of you guys, and as a former vet, you know what, I'm honored. I'm so honored. Thank you, sir. Mr. Brady, you know, we talk often when we see each other. It's a pleasure. And I know you're talking about community service. I know next month, I think we got a community service day. I don't know if you guys heard about it yet. So we're going to be cleaning up different things. So you'll be getting more information about this. We have all day event, picnics, breakfast, and everything. So be prepared. Be prepared. Okay, great. Thank you. I don't want to say too much.
It's just a quick question. I was wondering the breakdown of the numbers, like how many ninth graders, how many 10th, 11th, and 12th, if you have that.
That's a good question. The primary the largest population are freshmen, and that they yes. Equals about 40% of our
wow. That's what I was wondering if.
And that's very traditional in the high school junior ROTC program as well as the college ROTC program. As you begin to mature in the program, it begins to slim, and some cadets find it not as interesting anymore, or they meet the 3-year requirement, which is all they need to become an E3 in the military. So it dwindles down as they progress through the ranks.
And in the past, what was the largest number of ninth graders we had? Do you know? I know that's a historic question, so I don't mean to put anyone on the spot.
Ma'am, I can't tell you the number of freshmen. I can tell you the number of total students, which didn't have surpassed 70. Mm-hmm. And the one thing I mentioned to Mr. Rose earlier in the conversation was this time last year, we were at approximately 37%.
Wow,
so
some more freshmen.
Ramp up to approximately 140 by fall.
Wow. This was very impressive, and all four of you were extremely impressive. I don't know if I could have done that when I was in high school with such poise. So you're really shining stars for West Covina High School. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. One of the first things that happened when I was elected to the board was we approved the Air Force Junior ROTC program. And it's been interesting over the 10 years to watch the ups and downs, and I'm so proud to see that you guys have finally found your feet. And, you know, I've talked to the professors about our board and how much we support you guys. And so I just want to reiterate, if there's anything you guys need, please let us know. We have meetings, we're on your campuses, we're in your community. So anything we can do to support you, just let us know. Thank you. Yeah. And then I think we're finished. Okay, we are going to go a little out of order right now because we will have to go back into closed session after we hear the student rep report.
Right now?
But don't worry, we'll be back by 8 o'clock. So I know there's a lot of you waiting, but we have to. We have an attorney that needs to catch a plane.
Okay. Well, I think we're still continuing on a roll with our good school years at our high schools. I want to start off with Edgewood. They have some things going on. Edgewood's offering a practice PSAT every Saturday for 10th and 11th graders. I think that is a pretty cool opportunity, just myself. The peer tutoring, they have peer tutoring on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3 to 4 p.m. Their ASB rally was successful on 9/11, recognizing 9/11. They had performances from cheer, sing, choir, band, and the four classes. Their care club had a movie night on September 18, 2015, to raise money to support animal shelters around the area. The ASB hosted their first Edgewood mock tour on yesterday. The ASB cabinet members presented visitors with a tour for both of the campuses. Their art classes are celebrating International Peace Day yesterday. Well, they already did it by decorating the campus with pinwheels and cranes, which represent peace around the world. ASB students will participate in the Miramonte League Symposium today. I guess they already did. Edgewood also was recognized by the Newsweek letter. Newsweek magazine as the nation's top high schools in 2015. I think most of West Covina is talking about how successful the King and Queens of Cameron's week went, with their football and their volleyball teams winning their games. Also, West Covina's academic awards night is on September 29th. Homecoming ticket sales begin this week, and they are planning for homecoming week festivities. They also just hosted the mock SAT on Saturday, September 19th. And it was well attended. College night is this Thursday, September 26th at 6 p.m. Also, Coronado will have four staff members and 10 students, including myself, will be trained in the anti-bullying techniques this month. Their cultural immersion program will be taking a field trip to the Museum of Tolerance on October 9th. They also held a senior assembly to talk about graduating seniors and keep students focused on credit recovery.
Great, thank you. We will finish the rest of this session when we come back from closed session. Again, we should be back by 8 o'clock. I'm sorry to delay everybody. Yeah.